15-year-old Plymouth sophomore Luke Johnstone remembers the old ski jump.
I didn't like it too much. It was pretty scary. A little wobbly up in the top there. I didn't really like it too much.
Wobbly, and according to a structural engineer, far from safe. So on October 14th, 2015, the 35-year-old structure was torn down, and a capital campaign was hastily organized.
And people from around the world were donating money to get this jump built.
3 months and $65,000 later, the final boards were nailed in place, and the Gene Ross Memorial Ski Jump was ready.
Welcome, everybody, to the state championship jumping meet here at Plymouth. Thank you all for coming.
The first flight of jumpers carry their skis to the top of the four-story wooden tower.
Our next jumper from Plymouth, Nick Ross.
The crowd gazes up the tower as 16-year-old Nick Ross pushes off the bar in a tight crouch and then launches himself.
There he goes!
22.5
meters, that is. Clutching huge skis, Ross climbs the rickety stairs from the bottom of the hill. He says all the attention surrounding the new jump has reinvigorated the Plymouth High team.
This jump got a lot of hype, so it actually built up our team a ton. We normally only have like 8-7 jumpers each year. This year we had 25 jumpers on our team.
Our next jumper from Plymouth, Lucas Johnson. That's a jump of 21 meters.
Our girls team this year from Plymouth just skyrocketed. You know, last year we had 2 girls on the team. This year we have about 8 or 9. And the girls on our team are just killing it this year. It's awesome. So many great freshmen this year.
Our next jumper from Plymouth, Elizabeth Barker. She's on the hill. That's a jump of 15 meters.
When I'm standing up there waiting, I kind of get a little nervous. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do on this jump. Like, is it icy? Is it too fast? And then when I put my skis on and I'm on the bar, I just get excited and I don't have any more nerves.
15-year-old Barker joins fellow teammates Sam Ebner, Sawyer Wilcox, and Ethan Whitman, and looks down over the list of her competition.
Holly and Rebecca, I'm going to beat them. No, I'm not. I'm going to try to beat them. I just want any three Plymouth girls, top three. I don't care if it's me or...
Too bad we don't have Kiki, because she's right now first in the state.
She is?
Yeah, for girls.
She is.
But Plymouth freshman Kiki Dodge isn't here tonight. The freshman fell at last week's competition and injured her knee.
No, and she fell a lot her first 2 meets. She was falling a lot, and she's just slowly progressed, and then lately she's been amazing.
She was beating all the girls.
Yeah.
She was hucking herself every single jump at it. I envy her so much.
I fell
last year and busted up my shoulder. And that like freaked me out, so I wasn't back up the jump until the beginning of this year.
It's a huge mental sport. If you fall, you kind of have to take a break and like think about what you're doing and then try and mentally get back up there, even if you're not hurt.
From Plymouth High School, Zach Ross.
Nick Ross watches his older brother get into position at the top of the jump.
Actually, my older brother, he was 6, and my dad had him going down the jump.
The old jump, that is. The jump their father, Gene Ross, helped build in 1979 when he was on the team.
He actually passed away quite a few years ago, sadly.
In 2003, Gene Ross died in a construction accident. At the time, he'd been the Plymouth ski jump coach for more than a decade. What would he think about the new jump? I ask his son.
Oh, he'd be ecstatic. He'd be all over it.
And no doubt pleased that Plymouth High finished first at this year's state championship. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.